Well, Wes?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, we are getting ready for one of the biggest games of the year right here. Our Lowndes High Vikings taking on the Roswell Hornets. And as we turn,
let's talk a little bit about the Roswell Hornets here.
And, well, Bill, Roswell Hornets on offense, I tell you what, and I pronounced his name wrong, and during my interview with Coach Mack, it's Tolliver. Justin Tolliver, number 10. The guy averages, he's 6'3", 195-pound junior, averages 130 yards a game passing, throws the ball, throws for at least one touchdown per game. And if that's not enough, you go down and you look at senior running back Alex Daniel, 120 yards a game rushing, averages a touchdown per game. And that's a very good balanced attack. Very seldom do you see that in high school where you've got a quarterback passing for over 100 yards per game and then a running back rushing for over 100 yards per game.
Well, but the thing that jumps off the page at me when I look at the stats, Wes, is that Justin Tolliver and Alex Daniel are really the offense. Now, granted, when you've got a quarterback that throws, you got to throw Garrett Embry in there, Donovan Bennett as a receiver, and maybe Taylor Jones. Those guys will catch the ball. But Dustin Tolliver has got 84 of 134 attempts on the year, 1,572 yards, 5 interceptions, and 12 touchdowns. Running back Alex Daniel, 229 carries for 1,408 yards, 15 touchdowns. But the only player close to 229 carries is Duval Smith with 30 carries on the year. No one else is touching the ball, Wes, but number 4, number 10, and he throws it to 11 most of the time, and maybe you could throw in number 7 and number 25.
Well, Bill, they're 10-2 on the year, finished number 2 in the region, and it's worked. Of course, we know Garrett Embry, the 6'3 senior wide receiver. Also, he's a big defensive back. He's headed to Oregon to play a little football. You go to the defensive side of the ball, because you've got 8 starters back on offense. You've got 8 starters back on defense. You go to the defensive side of the ball, you've got number 2, Obala Okapu. And, of course, me being from North Carolina, big Tar Heel fan, I'm glad to see the young man going to better play linebacker. We need some help. But at the same time, he's got two seniors, number 42, Zach Waddell, and number 26, Chris Hardman, who sitting outside of him, give him great support out there and allows him to make, he leads the team in tackles with 56, and they allow him that freedom to move up and down the line of scrimmage and blitz and get off the corner sometimes whenever he does cheat to the outside.
Yeah. This is a talented team. The point I was getting across was they're limited in the number of people that they actually use to contribute into the ballgame. I'm not saying I don't know anything about them, whether, you know, their number 2 running back is, you know, a wonderful running back. He just doesn't get the opportunities. And one day he comes into a ball game and they don't give it to Alex. They give it to him and he has a breakout ball game. You never know. So you can't just absolutely key on number 4 or number 10, but you know that those are their primary guys.
Well, you got a great coaching staff over there from Roswell, Coach McFarland.
Tim McFarland.
Those guys know how to coach football. They do it year in and year out. They do it the right way,
yes,
just like Coach Mack does here. And before we get into the broadcast, for the Roswell folks who are listening, we're glad you tuned in to our broadcast. If you're having trouble picking up BeaconCast or whatever, but please bear in mind, that's something that Bill and I stress when you listen. We are Lowndes announcers. We try not to be bad homers or whatever, but we are Lowndes announcers. But we try to be as fair as we possibly can and bring you the best broadcast that we possibly can.
Well, the thing that I think you and I both share is that we like great football. And when a team comes in and demonstrates good football, I really want to talk about them as well as the Vikings, because they deserve that recognition as well. And I'm going to tell you, kids, these are 16, 17, maybe 18-year-old kids, and they're out here putting it all on the line Monday through Friday, over the weekend, film, all kinds of practice. They deserve every bit of recognition they get.
Of course, there's a man sitting across from the stands over there I would have loved to be able to meet tonight and just wasn't able to. Has been so helpful this week. His name is Doug Yates with the Hornet Touchdown Club. And, Doug, I know you probably didn't bring your radio with you, so you're not listening to us, but you have been so helpful this week, and I appreciate your hospitality And even though we've not met, I feel like I've made me a friend up there in Roswell. And buddy, glad you have a safe trip down and a good trip back. And waiting for the captains to come out on the field now. Roswell's out there in one end zone. They're white jerseys, white pants, green numbers. And, of course, our Vikings will be in maroon jerseys, maroon pants with white numbers.
Well, we're still a good probably 9 minutes away from kickoff. It seems like the pregame festivities just kind of jumped ahead of the ball a little bit tonight. Normally we're doing, you know, the national anthem about right now and then getting ready to run out. So,
of course, last week the officials kind of sped things up and we got started just a little bit early. And I tell you what, since we do have a few minutes, and we want to once again say thank you to Charlie Cruz and all the folks over at Chick-fil-A. They provide us with a nice, nice Chick-fil-A nugget tray.
And you picked that up tonight.
I did. I called ahead and kind of explained to the manager, Tina, what was going on and why I needed to come by and why I needed to be ready.
Yep.
And she had everything ready to go when I got there. And we appreciate that. And, of course, all our good friends over at Crystal River Seafood, Stacy and Keith and Brenda, and they always take so good care of us when we go in there to eat. And, of course, they take good care of everybody. It's real good food. And,
yep.
And anyway, I tell you what, let's take us another two-minute break and come back. And by that time, the captain should be making their way out here on the field. You are listening to Lowndes High Football. You're listening to the Crystal Seafood Report on the Lowndes High Football Radio Network on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Are you a lawyer, Steve?
No, sir, I'm a...
Yes?
Excuse me, I...
Are you a doctor?
Well, no, sir, but...
Yes?
Sir, could I...
What do you do, Steve?
Well, you see, I'm a plumber.
For Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Did you say Benjamin Franklin Plumbing?
Yes, sir, I did.
Benjamin Franklin? With the on-time guarantee?
Yes, sir.
If there's any delay, it's you we pay?
That's the one.
So for every minute that a technician is late, Benjamin Franklin pays me $5?
Absolutely.
Now, Benjamin Franklin also offers straightforward pricing, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
So if I have a problem, you'll give me a fair, honest price before you start the job?
Exactly.
Okay, Steve, come on in.
Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing today at 242-8934. That's 242-8934 for Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber.
It's time for the Crystal River Seafood Report. I'm Wes James, the voice of Lowndes High Viking Football, along with Wild Bill Osborne. And we're asking you to join us each Thursday for lunch from 12 to 1 at Crystal River Seafood, where we do our planning for this week's football game for some of the best dang seafood in South Georgia.
Bill, stop, look, smell. Here comes fresh fried shrimp right out of the kitchen, and they're headed straight for our table. Sit down, Bill. Grab your napkin and a glass of some of the best sweet tea around. Look, they've also brought out some of my favorite, fried flounder. I swear, it never fails. Every week, I find a new favorite. And you know me, I like to eat, and Keith and the gang at Crystal River Seafood keep me fed.
Bill, look. Is it really?
Yes. They even have dessert. She's headed around table four. Jack will wait just before she gets to table two. I want it for myself.
You see, whether it's on or off the field, Wes and Bill are always hanging with winners. Crystal River Seafood and Lowndes High Football, the perfect winning combination.
Let's get back to the Crystal River Seafood Pregame Show on the Lowndes High Vikings Radio Network. News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, and Lowndes High captains are coming out along with the Roswell captains. And who are our Lowndes High captains, Bill?
Lowndes High tonight, captains number 50, Blake Summers, number 11, Tavares Williams, number 79, Ethan Barwick, and number 32, Adrian Hargett. And for Roswell, number 2, Abile Okapu, number 10, that is Dustin. Say it again.
That's Dustin Tolliver.
Tolliver. And number 46, that is Zach Waddell. And 58 is Curtis Hazleton. Those are your captains for tonight. All right.
You have been listening to the Crystal River Seafood Pregame Report, and they'll come out and make the coin toss, and we'll keep it right here and get ready to kick the third round of the State 5A High School Football Playoffs.
West
underway here at Martin Stadium.
Run-through for Lowndes tonight. I really like what they've done. It says dome-bound, and they got the Hornets versus the Vikings, and it says, who will it be?
I
so,
think
kind of antagonizing.
Hey, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
So, like we said, here they come through the run-through. Hornets versus the Vikings. Dome bound. Who will it be? And all the way down to the end zone.
Yep, that's not what happened last week. That's the difference between having a regular crew and a good football crew. And I'll tell you, folks, the folks from Roswell, the crew, we're not allowed to say who they are. I can tell you they're from Augusta. But I can tell you this, that the football crew that's working this game is one of the top three football crews in the state of Georgia. And I know because for 12 years I officiated Georgia high school football.
With some of these guys?
Well, I never officiated with these guys, but I officiated in North Georgia. I officiated down here in South Georgia. And I know this crew, know some of these guys personally, and this is, as a crew, it's one of the top three crews in the state of Georgia, if not the top 5A crew in the state.
Well, like you said, they're out of the Augusta Association, and, one association, you don't say is better than the other, because they all have crews that are excellent. They all have crews that maybe are not the same caliber. But it's great to get a good crew.
Let's put it this way. It's one of the more experienced playoff crews.
Well,
they're consistently in the playoffs, in the finals, just like another crew that's working up in Swainsboro tonight, but I can't say who they are. But they're from this area, and they're working up in Swainsboro tonight. So.
Well, Wes?
I'm getting right here. The coin toss was?
We will receive.
Okay, Lounge won the coin toss and will receive.
That so far is the idea that Coach McPherson has gone with this year, is that he wants the ball that first kickoff of the game.
And Roswell will be kicking off from the north end zone toward the south end zone. Going back deep to receive, number 9, Gerald Dimps.
Big crowd, West, for the Vikings. Also a big crowd from Roswell. You're going to hear a lot of noise tonight from this ball game.
Greg Reed, standing number 24, standing back at the goal line, along with Kari Franklin, the quarterback, at the 10.
And Darius Perry on the other side.
Number 8, Jim Broadway, the senior. And Bill, even though he's kicking off from the 40, one thing I would almost bet you, we do not get a return because this young man has a foot on him.
Yeah, he got a leg and he can put it down there. So we'll see. We're ready to kick this ball game off, Wes.
There's the whistle.
There it is.
And Broadway approaches the football, puts that right foot into it, high end over end kick, and that ball sails into the end zone, much like Curtis Schmidt did for us back in 2005, and Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line.
Well, that's always such a dangerous weapon when you can get a kicker that consistently puts it into the end zone after a score or to start a ball game or start a half. It just pins you down at the 20 and makes you go the full 80.
Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. There comes Kari Franklin and the rest of the Lounge High Vikings. Ethan Barwick brings the Mayflower Moving Company to the line of scrimmage. That's what we call our offensive line. Tied into the far side of the field, we're in the wing tee. We bring Darius Howe, wide receiver, to our side, put a man in motion. We give it to Hargett to pull back up the middle. And right up the middle, he's across. Gets up about 7 yards on the carry, and there's flags on the field already.
Yeah, Wes, Adrian just powered his way through there for about, looks like, a 5 or 6 yard gain, but he was just grabbed by the face mask coming through the, and it is a personal foul face mask.
It is a personal foul face mask. It was a 7 yard carry, and he'll tack on 15 yards from there.
So, like you say, about a 7, almost an 8 yard carry. And then 15 more on that, and the Vikings will have first down and 10.
All the way out at the 44-yard line. Roswell in a four-man front, 3 linebackers. We'll keep our eye on Okapu. Now we bring C.J. Moore to our side, again tied in to the far side. They're in a four-man front. Walker corner up on the outside. We go that way. They'll throw the ball out in the flats. Incomplete pass to Greg Reed.
Wow, that was a really good fake by Corey Franklin. Just didn't have enough juice on the ball to really get it to Greg. Greg had to go down to his belly and still couldn't make the catch.
It would only have been good for about 3 yards had he made the catch. It'll be second and 10 from our 44. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
Wes, that defensive front for Roswell really got through the line that time.
They're playing a slant four now. Where they put one man over the center. We give it to Greg Reed around the right side. Jumps one man. He's across the 50, down the sideline, down the 40. He's at the 30, cuts inside, at the 20. He's at the 10, the 5. No flag, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Greg Reed. Wes, that was an incredible run by Greg Reed. He got around the corner. Only one man to beat. All he had to do was cut back across the middle, and it was in for six. Great block by the offensive line.
There's a swinging gate. Now we come back over. Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. Christian Glisson to hold. And Chip Osborne, the long snapper, in. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 11:28 to go first quarter, that's our Vikings 7. The Hornets nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Dependable, reliable. Sounds like a car ad, right? Wrong. I'm talking about General Rental Center. Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental are as solid as a rock when it comes to quality, job-specific tools and equipment for contractors or homeowners. With upgraded equipment and expanded inventory, General Rental's commitment to the best has never changed. When you need help with a job, think General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
Now, more Lowndes High Vikings football action
on News Talk 105.9
WBGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Back deep to receive is Dominique Wither. And it looks like number 33, Emerson Plantico. There's Mark Willis's kick, high end over end. Wither will take it. At the 3, across the 5, 10, goes far side. Now comes right back up the middle across the 20. And he gets up to the 21, 22-yard line. That's where they'll mark him down. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Hornets at their own 22-yard line.
Great kick by Mark Willis. Good height. Got under it. Got it right in about the 4-yard line down in the corner. We got something we got to share real quick. Congratulations to Hank and Kathy Phillips on their wedding today. They're spending their honeymoon, get this, with the Vikings. Congratulations, Hank and Kathy, for your wedding today, and we're glad you're sharing it here with us at Martin Stadium.
Tolliver splits his receivers. He's in the I formation. We're in a five-man front. They give it to the tailback. Daniels around the right side. Cuts inside. He'll pick up 3 yards up to the 25-yard line.
On the tackle, number 4, Marcus Solomon.
That was a 19-yard kickoff return for Emerson Plantico. And that was a 3-yard run by Alex Daniel. Moves the ball to the far side of the field. 11 minutes to go first quarter. Our Vikings lead it 7-0. It'll be 2nd and 10. Again, Tolliver splits his receivers. He puts a back just off the right tackle. Now he puts him in motion to our side. He comes way wide right. Tolliver again gives it to Daniels. Bounces off one man, two. Gets outside. He'll pick up another 3 yards up to about the 29-yard line.
Well, they said they wanted to establish the run early. Now, not a lot of yards, but this is what we do to other teams, Wes. We just beat them down. If we get 3 yards, so what? We get 4, so what? They're going to keep going to it. They don't go away from it.
3rd and 4, the ball out to the 28-yard line. Hornets going from right to left on your radio dial. They bring number 29. That's Keegan Hughes. To our side, receiver far side. Again to Daniel, right up the middle, and he's close to the first down.
They're going to give it to him about a half yard.
I think he's going to have it as he crosses over the 32. And sure enough, first down out to about the 32, mark at about 32.5-yard line.
Well, like I said, Wes, they're just going to keep pounding you like this. It's a little bit of our own medicine.
Good offensive line.
I wish we could share some of those guys with you. We'll try and get some names and numbers as the night goes on.
Taylor Jones comes near side. One man goes far side. We're in man coverage. Again, they're in I formation, and they bring Garrett Embry in motion. Back to pass those out in the flats. Embry makes the catch. He's hit immediately at the 42-yard line. He'll be about a half a yard, maybe a yard short of the first down. Good pass, 9-yard pass play from Poliver to the senior Embry, who's headed to the University of Oregon.
In on the coverage, number 11, Tavaris Williams from his linebacker spot. Also Kelly Dossey and Marcus Solomon.
And they're asking for it. They're going to time out. They're going to bring the chains in. And while they do, I've got to say hello to my buddy Ron from Azalea City, Florida, who I didn't know all year long, Bill. The ball game starts, goes back to his TV room, cuts the TV off, turns the radio on, sits back in his easy chair, and listens to Wes and Bill.
Well, we certainly appreciate you listening, and I tell you what, it's been a fun year so far. Let's keep blowing for a few more games.
Of course, he was fishing for specks this afternoon. He said his wife said, Miss Jean said he'd bring us a few of them.
He is just short, Wes, maybe an inch or two. So almost a 10-yard pass play. So it'll be second and really short for the Hornets.
Again, Tolliver splits his receivers. He'll do this all night long. Takes Garrett Embry and sets him right off his right tackle. Now moves him up kind of like a tight end. Now he backs him up. They're in the I formation. Offsets his fullback. They give it to Daniel. Bounces outside. He's hit in the backfield.
Lost.
And he'll lose a half a yard.
Maybe
two.
Yeah, really. It's going to be now third and a long two.
It'll be, yep, the third and two.
That's a long two, Wes. That's almost three. It's just the other side of the hash. Good surge from that left side of the defensive line. Number 64, Ridge Spivey, and number 6, Desmond Miller.
Now it's third and two. Again, Tolliver splits his receivers, goes under center, runner five-man front, two linebackers. Embry in motion toward the visitor side of the field. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by Embry over the middle. He's across the 50, the 45, gets by one man. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20, towards the end zone. Touchdown, Hornets.
Not a really deep play. He didn't get behind us. He just caught it across the middle. The ball thrown behind him, Wes. Great hands as he made a catch. And then just sheer talent down the field for a touchdown.
That's a 59-yard pass play.
And again, nothing really fancy, just sort of a middle pattern, and he picked up good yardage.
And we've got a tie ball game.
Well, nope, 7-6.
Well,
maybe we can get it.
Broadway on to attempt the extra point. There it is. It's up, and it's good. And with 8:23 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7, the Hornets 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WDGA.
Take a moment to meet the problem solvers at General Rental Center. When you've got a tough job but you aren't sure what you need, call Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental. These people wrote the book on equipment rental. Tools and equipment for just about any job is their specialty. No matter what you need, they've got it. And they've got the expertise to show you how to use it correctly for fast, easy job completion. General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road. For the right tool, every time.
It's your home for the Vikings. News Talk 105.9 WCGA.
Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. And Bill, just that quick, it is tied up. Beautiful pass from Oliver to Embry.
I was saying, yeah, good pass, but it was a little behind, a little behind Embry. But he has such great hands. I mean, that's just a tremendous catch by Embry. A little bit behind him, and then just took off in sheer talent, got him down the field. Here's the kickoff.
And Embry puts Broadway puts his foot into it, goes back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and our Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line.
A little bit of a line drive on that last kick. Garriott tried to jump up, thought about maybe picking it and trying to bring it back, but a little high, goes in the end zone. The Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Double tight ends coming out, Wes. Malachi Payne and Jordan Black.
Malachi Payne said he got so pumped last week when he came in to play when they were in the double tight end formation. The Hornets in a four-man front, three linebackers. Now they walk a corner up on the outside. They go basically to a five-man front, and there's a flag. Did we jump? It comes from the umpire, and that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, a little bit.
That we moved, maybe.
That
is. Illegal procedure. Back us up to the 15-yard line. Be first and 15.
Christian Gleason now comes in with the play.
Christian came off the bench last week and threw for over 100 yards. Again, still two tight ends.
And double tight ends to, double tackles to the left.
Yep, strong side left. And that's where it goes. And we're trying to get outside. Just Greg Reed breaks a tackle as he fights his way across the 20-yard line. There comes the flag. It's going to be a personal foul, late hit. As Greg Reed was about 3 yards out of bounds when he got hit by a Hornet football player on our sideline.
Well, it looks like Greg got back to the original line of scrimmage, really, at the 20. And then we'll get a late hit to bring on 15 more and another first down for the Vikings.
And that'll move it out to the 35-yard line, and Kari Franklin comes back in now.
You see him drop those two tight. You get double tight ends, one tight end on either side. They'll bring the other tackle to one side or the other. It's called a heavy formation. And that's exactly where we want, run, Wes, is right behind that heavy formation.
Levi Vitas.
Again, tight ends heavy to the left.
That big tackle. They call him the dock foreman of the Mayflower Moving Company. Franklin takes a snap. Keeps the ball, goes right, looks, throws downfield. Got a man open. That's Malachi Tate. No, and drops the ball at the 40. Made the catch and dropped it at the 40. He was behind two of defenders.
Very well. I mean, great ball. Just, and they faked going to the left where the heavy side was, rolled out, Corey did, to the right, and had Malachi Payne, the tight end, open. Little, and it was, not to pick on Malachi, it was a little underthrown. Malachi had to come back, but very catchable ball.
Very catchable, and this took off running, actually, before he caught it. Christian Glisson in. Now, again, it's double tackles, or double tight ends to the left side. They're in a six-man front. And
right
up the middle, it's Eric Hart across the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. The 25. They run him out of bounds at the 21-yard line. The 20-yard line.
That was number 21, Reed Sir, a junior defensive back, able to run the fullback down, but not before Adrian Hargett just busted up the middle, Wes. So that's
and that
the
is
first
a
down Vikings.
8:03 to go, first quarter. And it's a tie ball game, 7-7, here at Martin Stadium.
Kari Franklin now back in at quarterback.
Now we're going strong side right.
Yep, double tackles.
They're in a five-man front, takes a snap, and goes to right to Derrick Perry, cuts inside. He fights his way down to the 15-yard line. That's a five-yard carry for the all-time leading rusher in Lowndes High history.
Well, and something else that Darius never had a 1,000-yard rushing season. This is the year. Tonight coming in, 1,068 yards rushing.
He could get depending on how many yards tonight, could have over 1,100 when the night's over.
Yep.
How do you think about that, Ms. Eloise?
Christian Glisson now back in at quarterback.
Double tight ends.
To the left.
Ball in the middle of the field. Two backs in the backfield. Garrett Perry just off the back. And we give it to Adrian Hart. Now it's Tavares Williams up the middle. And it's Money in the Bank. T-Money Williams, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, T-Money. And Wes, right now, the best runs have come from the fullback position. Everybody's so worried about the outside speed, outside speed, outside speed. All right, we're going to look now. We got the swinging gate. Now we're going to move over.
Chip Osborne in to attempt for the long snap. Christian Glisson to hold. Mark Willis to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 6:59 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 14, the Hornets 7. We'll take a 60-second break. I'm a 30-second break. 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
I want a steak, and I don't mean a little piece of meat with some A1 on it. I mean a real steak.
Well, there's only one place for the real thing. It's Austin's Cattle Company. Fresh cut steaks every single day.
Sounds good, but I'm hungry now. How long will we have to wait?
Well, because they're the top place in town for quality USDA choice steaks, they do have their fair share of traffic, but now with three separate dining facilities.
That's pretty big.
And the portions they serve are more than enough to get you addicted. I mean full.
Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction you never have to quit.
Now back to the field for Lounge High Vikings football.
On News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Vikings set to kick off, and back deep again is Dominique Wheeler. Number 18, and that's Tyler Watson on the far side. There's Mark Willis's kick.
It's short.
And it will be taken by the up man at the 15. He's at the 20, the 25, and fights his way up to about the 28-yard line. And I believe that was number 33, Emerson Plantico.
Well, Mark got a little under that one, pushed it up high, and it came down about the 10-yard line. Still down in the corner where he's been trying to put all of his kicks, just trying to get him down inside the five, and it's just got a lot. He can get that pin down there if he's down in that five.
6:54 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 14-7. Tolliver again brings the Hornets to the line of scrimmage. He splits his receivers in the I formation. Plan to go at fullback. Daniel at the tailback. He puts Embry in motion. Takes, throws the ball out to number 29, that's an 11-yard pass play out to the 44, first down.
Wes, again, the pass a little behind the receiver as he's trying to make that cut on a skinny post, but just great hands by the receiver.
That's Keegan Hughes, who also leads the team in touchdowns scored this year, Bill. And that's a first down for the Hornets out to the 41-yard line.
Well, we expected a shootout, and that's what we're getting right here. Still 6:40 left in the first quarter.
Splits his receivers. Garrett to the far side of the field. Now in motion toward the far side. And we broke the plane.
Oh, wow. I don't think, well, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. I saw Michael Copeland move forward a little bit, but the flag right away. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty.
While they mark that out, I want to say hello to my buddy Matt Griner. How you doing, buddy? And a Miss Rita on the far side taking up tickets. She'll be in about the end of the fourth quarter just to say hello because she can't leave from over there. Went over and saw her earlier this evening. Tolliver splits his receivers.
Still a five-man front.
First and five. Takes a snap, gives it to Daniels right up the middle. And I'll tell you what, the tailback, I get about 4 yards on the carry up to the 49-yard line.
Wes, I was watching the right side of the offensive line. Maybe we're going to get a call there soon on a movement. They look like they move pretty quick, but no call. So it's just one of those things you may want to watch. Might see a false start from the right side of that line.
I give him 3 yards. It'll be second and two. They've got to get over to our 49-yard line. 5:49 to go first quarter, and our Vikings lead at 14-7. Hornets again split the receivers. We're in man coverage. Now they offset the fullback and the tailback. Give it to the tailback over the left side. He's got the first down as he gets into Viking territory down to the 45-yard line.
Wes, something about this running back, he just keeps those legs churning. He got hit, pushed his back into the line, and just kept pushing. And that's where you pick up that extra yard or two every time.
He's a D1 prospect, just haven't decided where he's going to college yet. Clock's running, 5:25 to go, first quarter. Now they send Garrett Embridge back to the far side. Bring Keegan Hughes to our side. Take the snap, drops back looking, starts to throw, rolls right, finds the right place to go, scrambling across the 40, 35, and runs out of bounds at the 31-yard line. And
that's the first down.
Yep.
Well, they said that, you know, when he gets pushed out, he won't make bad mistakes by throwing it, but he will run, and you saw it right there.
He sure did, all the way down to our 30, just inside the 32-yard line. First and 10 for the Hornets, and they've moved the ball at will. on their second possession.
And they're doing it through the air right now, Wes.
Our defense, we're going to have to make some defensive adjustments somewhere. Donovan Bennett goes to the far side for the Hornets. Again, drops back, looks to throw, throws out in the flats. Catch. Embry makes the catch, and he's hit immediately, but it's about a four-yard catch.
Again, a pass that really a lot of receivers are not going to make a catch, but Embry just has got great concentration. Fumble, you know, kind of juggled a little bit, pulled it in, and he's got a reception.
You see why he's going to Oregon to play football. Second and six, the ball down at the 27-yard line of our Vikings with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading it 14-7. Wes James along with Bill Osborne bringing you all the action of this third-round playoff game here at Martin Stadium. Two receivers near side, one far side. Tolliver under center. Daniels in the I formation. Takes the snap, gives it to Daniels right up the middle, and he gets to about the 25-yard line. He should pick up about 3 yards. And it's going to be third down and about 4 yards from there. The ball on the far hash mark.
Well, one of the things the Vikings have given up this year has been those short passes. So expect here on a third and four, you're probably going to see something a little short in the flare out in the flat.
Viking crowd coming to their feet. Tolliver, pitch out to Daniels around the right side, looking for a hole, and he will get stuck. Crosses the 25, down to about the 27.
He's going to be short of the first down, Wes.
I'm sorry, down to about the 24, folks. He's across the 25, down to about the 24, 23. He'll be short of the first down.
Maybe 2 yards.
And you'll see Broadway come on to attempt a field goal now.
I tell you, again, not seeing this team, I don't know what their tendencies are or anything, but if I'm sitting here, I'm looking for a fake.
I was talking to John Nelson of Georgia Public Television. Broadway's got a great leg. This will be a 40-yard attempt from the right hash mark.
Well, Greg Reed's staying back.
There's a snap. Kicks up. It's blocked. We pick it up. Live ball. And we're still on our feet.
Marcus Solomon.
Marcus Solomon, he's across the 30, 25 to 30. Just off the pitch of that, goes down at the 35-yard line.
It's about where we would have got it. Marcus Solomon tried to make a cut inside, and the only one he had to beat was the kicker, and just slipped when he made the cut. Great defensive stand by the Vikings. So 14-7, 2:47 left in the first quarter, and it's Vikings ball, first and 10, from the 35-yard line. Catch my breath now, Wes.
Corey Franklin now brings the Vikings back to the line of scrimmage. Ethan Barwick up over the ball and the rest of that Mayflower Moving Company. Tied into the far side of the field. Hornets back to a four-man line. Four-man front with three linebackers. Man in motion. We give it to the fullback up the middle across the 30, the 35, the 40. All the way up to about the 48-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down.
Again, we went strong side right with the double tackles, and still what we're doing is trapping right up the middle. And so far, that's been where the play has been tonight, right there in the middle.
Ball all about 49, right at the 49-yard line, first and 10 from there. Going from right to left on your radio dial, ball on the near hash mark. C.J. Moore comes near side. Again, tied in Jordan Black to the far side. Takes the snap. And we give it to Greg Reed around the left side across the 50. Cuts back inside. He's down to the Hornet 45-yard line. And he'll pick up 6.5 yards on that carry.
Greg Reed from the wingback position just went right over the left side. Good hold opened up by the left side of that offensive line. Levi Vitas and Ed Christian.
Of course, Levi Vitas.
Lane Grant.
Levi Vitas, known as the Doc Foreman of the Mayflower Moving Company.
Traditional Darius, front now.
Darius Howell comes near side. Franklin under center. Man in motion towards us. And he gives it to Hargett right up the middle. Busts off one man. Gets outside. He's got the first down as he fights his way across the 40. Down to the 35-yard line. That offensive line just starting to move the Hornets off the line of scrimmage like they're doing us when they have the ball.
Exactly. And again, from the fullback position, Adrian Hargett right now and Tavares Williams appear to be having a big night if this is any indication of what the rest of the game is going to be like.
A minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Ball in the middle of the field. Hornets in a four-man front. Now they walk a corner up. We give it to Derrick Perry around the right side. Cuts back inside. Still on his feet. Fights his way across the 30 down to about the 29-yard line.
Wes, Derrick just took a shot right there as he came through the line. Derrick's down a little bit. I mean, he got popped right in the head. You saw his head kind of jerk back. He seems to be okay, but...
Yep. He's up on... Oh, they brought him to his feet, and now he stumbles. And Philip Pipolo,
right,
our trainer out, talking to him.
Yeah, he just took a shot when he came through there. And Darius, a gamer. Now, he's going to try and stay in here, but this is a situation you might have to take his helmet for a little while.
Yep, take him to the sidelines. And while they bring him over, Bill, speaking of Georgia high school officials, they're a big, I want to say, give our condolences to Carol Joyner, a long-time Georgia high school. He was a college official, a longtime Georgia high school football official with the Gold Leaf Association. Your brother-in-law knows him real well.
Yep.
His wife passed away Tuesday, was buried today, and our condolences go out to Carol Joyner and his family in the passing of his wife, Joyce. And great man. In fact, he often told me, he says, Wes, one of the least most important things in life is the score at halftime.
Yep. Well, Gerald Dempse now comes in at the other wingback position.
Darius Solomon, Darius Howell comes near side, take the snap, pitch out to Greg Reed around the left side, and we're going to have a block in the back, a hold out here on Gerald Dempse, and from where it's going to be at, Bill, it's really going to hurt us because
it's behind the original line of scrimmage. Well, again, you bring Gerald in there kind of a little bit rusty and hadn't played in that position this game so far and trying to just free him up and gets called for a hold.
And now Malcott all the way back to the 47-yard line.
Wow, those holding penalties spot are terrible.
Be now second and 22. C.J. Moore checks in. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. Inside 1 minute to go, first quarter. Vikings leading it 14-7. Hornets in a four-man front. Three linebackers. We take the snap, give it to Hargett right up the middle. Bust outside. He's across the 40. The 30. Cuts back. Gets hit. Pulled down. I thought that was a face mask. They said
he grabbed the front of his jersey and pulled him down. Wes, something that we saw back in the Valdosta game. Kari Franklin was down there in front of him to try and make a block. The only thing he had was to take a shot in the back. He pulled up, did a great – I mean, I love Kari Franklin and the intensity in which he plays.
From second and 22 to third and about three. That's 4 seconds, three, two. This is the end of the first quarter. The Vikings lead at 14-7. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WDGA.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Are you a lawyer, Steve?
No, sir. I'm a...
Yes?
Excuse me, I...
Are you a doctor?
Well, no, sir, but...
Yes?
Sir, could I...
What do you do, Steve?
Well, you see, I'm a plumber.
For Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Did you say Benjamin Franklin Plumbing?
Yes, sir, I did.
Benjamin Franklin? With the on-time guarantee?
Yes, sir.
If there's any delay, it's you we pay?
That's the one.
So for every minute that a technician is late, Benjamin Franklin pays me $5?
Absolutely.
Now, Benjamin Franklin also offers straightforward pricing, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
So if I have a problem, you'll give me a fair, honest price before you start the job?
Exactly.
Okay, Steve, come on in.
Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing today at 242-8934. That's 242-8934 for Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber.
Your home for Lounge High Viking football.
News Talk 105.9.
WBGA.
And back at Martin Stadium, Bill Osborne along with Wes James getting ready for the first snap of the second quarter. The Vikings lead the Hornets of Roswell 14-7. It's third and four for the Vikings going towards the south end zone. Kari Franklin under center. Greg Reed in motion. Give to the fullback, Adrian Hargett. Up the middle, there's Adrian. down at the 15 and a first down, Vikings.
That's my nephew, the back leader of the Mayflower Moving Company.
That's it. Ethan Barwick, all that offensive line out there pushing away to get those first downs for the Vikings. So first and 10 now, just outside the 15-yard line, about the 15-and-a-half yard line.
First and 10 from the 15-and-a-half yard line. C.J. Moore goes far side. Corey Franklin goes under center. Takes the snap, gives it to Adrian Hargett, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll jump forward for about a yard and a half.
Well, you know, we've been talking about the run from the fullback, sort of that trap play. I don't know how many times we've run it tonight, but it's worked. Finally, they stop it. We'll try something else now.
11:13 to go here in the second quarter. Vikings lead at 14-7. Tavares Williams checks in. Darius Howell brings a play in. Hargett comes out. There comes Ethan Barwick up over the football. Tied in to the far side of the field. And the ball goes to Hargett right up the middle. And look at him drive. Those big legs fights his way down to about the 10-yard line. That's T-Money.
Yeah, T-Money come in. And again, still running from that fullback trap play.
And it'll be third and a long, long four. We've got to get across the 4-yard line for the first down. 10.5 minutes to go here in the first half, leading at 14-7.
C.J. Moore brings the play in.
There comes the rest of that Mayflower Moving Company.
C.J. Moore wide out to the left side.
Gerald Demps in the backfield. Franklin takes a snap, and he gives it to Demps around the right side. He gets a hit behind the line of scrimmage, breaks away from one man, fights forward across the five, down to about the three-yard line, where it'll be first and goal for the Vikings.
Gerald Demps just hit that hole on the right side of the offensive line. Another step. We'd be talking about six right here, Wes.
But he got hit behind the line of scrimmage and broke the tackle. Darius Howell gives the play to Corey Franklin.
So first and goal.
Gerald Demps goes to the far side at wing back. Franklin takes the snap, and he gives it to Greg Reed, and Greg Reed gets hit at the 3-yard line, so it'll be no gain. It'll be second and three from there. 9:28 to go here in the first half, leading at 14-7, our Vikings do.
Wes, I saw the hole open up because he went to the left, so it's right here at a great angle for us to take a look at. Greg, I could see him following the blocks in, and the quality of that defensive front for Roswell just closed down on that hole as quick as I've seen all year.
Here comes 285-pound T.J. Manning, our defensive tackle in.
Well, we got a timeout for the Vikings.
I'll tell you what, 9:06 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
I'm going to say three words. Freshly cut steaks. See? You knew who I was talking about. Juicy USDA Choice Steaks, Austin's Cattle Company. And as soon as I said steaks, you knew who I was talking about. Austin's Cattle Company. Pleasing your taste buds with their most wanted lineup that includes Austin's famous prime rib, the Bjork Strip, the Delmonico, the T-Bone, just to name a few. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, you name it, Austin's has perfected it. Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction you never have to quit.
The Vikings play here. News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
And we're back here at 14-7. The Vikings lead after a timeout. Now they're back on the field. Roswell takes the field on defense. And 9:06 in the second quarter. So Wes is on the phone trying to get a score update, I know.
I just got one, and I'll give it to you right after this. Double tight ends. Franklin goes under center. Takes the snap. Goes right, gives it to T-Money right up the middle. Look at that big hole open up over the left side of the line. And we've got money in a bank.
I see you, T-Money.
Touchdown, Vikings. And
all
Mark,
right.
Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. Nope. There comes Christian Glisson. I thought for a minute.
I thought they were getting ready to do it, too.
I thought we were, too.
Ah.
Oh, we're fixing to get a flag.
Tavares out there. Again, this is a little bit different because we're used to having Darius.
Yep.
And Darius not out there, so it kind of just throws a little bit off. Not know who's supposed to be out there.
Legal substitution. Back it up 5 yards.
I was looking down at the sidelines. You know, one of the things when you talk about when a player doesn't have his helmet, Darius doesn't have his helmet. They take it and hide it.
Christian Glisson. It's a hold. Mark Willis to attempt the extra point. Kip Osborne to snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And makes it through the uprights. It wasn't the prettiest kick in the world.
But hey, it counts.
But the Vikings lead 21-7 with 9:02 to go here in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
High school football on a South Georgia Friday night is a Southern tradition. Just like doing business with Farmers and Merchants Bank, we've been building relationships and service since 1907, becoming a leader by providing quality customer service. We take great pride in getting to know you as an individual and building a personal relationship. With locations in Lakeland, Nashville, Homerville, Covington, and Valdosta, we are a Southern tradition you can bank on, and we're putting your priorities first. Member FDIC.
Now back to more Vikings football action on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back in Martin Stadium, 9:02 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 21-7, and at the end of the first quarter, Clinch leads Atlanta Christian 14-0.
There you go. Go Panthers. There's the kick.
There's the kick.
Mark's kick, a line drive into the end zone for a touchback.
And we're going to get us a score right here.
So Mark puts that one really on a line drive, gets it back into the end zone for a touchback, and Roswell will take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
It'll be first and 10 for Roswell from there. Cook leads Greater Atlanta Christian 16-13. Tolliver splits his receivers. Got the fullback up tight. Daniels deep at tailback. Drops back.
Blake.
Keeps it looking, pulls it down, starts to run. And Blake Summers will run him out of bounds after a 5-yard gain up to the 25-yard line.
Great coverage downfield. Tolliver just really had no place to go. But when you got a running quarterback like that, he still picks you up 5 yards.
Second and 5.
Thought Michael Copeland was coming out. He stays in. Desmond Miller checks out. Kelly Dawsey and Greg Reed, along with Gerald Demps at the safety corner.
Embry comes to our side. Now he gives it to Daniel right up the middle. Look at a big hole! And he's got a first down all the way out to the 35-yard line. That was a 10-11 yard run, and he just exploded, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment. He really, when he hits the hole, he just explodes through the hole. He got there so quickly that the defensive front, as they turned around, realized he was already there. They're going to have to react quicker from that defensive line position.
Bill,
so first down and 10 for the Hornets.
Camden leads Grayson 13-0 in the second quarter. Now two receivers to the far side, one receiver to the near side. They're back to the regular I formation. Tolliver takes a snap. Play action pass, drops back looking, being chased, throws downfield, eye up in the air, and just throws it away. And a good play by Tolliver to look downfield, see his receivers covered, and throw it out of bounds.
Again, that running quarterback, he buys a little bit of time, rolls out to his right, sees nothing downfield, and he's still got time to be able to throw it away out of bounds.
Thank you, Bobby Knight, for that update on Clinch County.
So the clock stops on the incomplete pass. 8:29 left in the second quarter now. Second and 10 for the Hornets.
Now the Hornets will bring twins to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Again, bring that fullback awfully close to the line of scrimmage. Drops back, play action to Daniels. Looks, throws downfield. Over the hands.
Wow.
Into the hands of number 7. That's Taylor Jones at the 50.
Gerald Dentz and Greg Reed were licking their chops. Thought they might have been able to get one there. But incomplete pass. Third and 10 for the Hornets.
8:24 to go here, first half. Vikings lead it 21-7.
Michael Mitchell, Geraldo Orta now check in. Little Bear checks out along with Ridge Spivey. A nickel and dime situation. Three down linemen. What they think is an obvious passing play.
Again, twins to the far side. One receiver near side. Viking crowd coming to their feet. We're in a three-man front. Tolliver under center. Drops straight back. Looking. Now being chased. Throws downfield. Oh, and Tavares Williams knocks it away at the 40-yard line.
Great pass breakup. The quarterback bought a little time, but he was getting a lot of pressure from just a three-man front.
And it was Michael Copeland that was bringing that pressure off of that left defensive inside. And it'll be fourth down, and this will be the first punt of the night for either team. Broadway back to punt, standing inside his 25-yard line. Greg Reed back about our 30. We've got six minutes.
He calls timeout.
Yep, they do. And with 8:19 to go first half, leading it 21-7, let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
The most important customer at General Rental Center is you. It's true. Homeowner or contractor, you're equally important to them. If you come in once a year or once a week, they're going to take the time to make sure that you have the right tool, and they can provide complete instructions on how to use it correctly for easier, faster job completion. It's all part of the everyday service of Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
Your home for the Vikings.
News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back in Martin Stadium now. Broadway set to punt. Greg Reed back deep to receive. Broadway standing at his 25. We've got six men on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. We're not going after it. Nice high kick. Whoa, what a kick by Broadway. Greg Reed just letting that ball bounce inside the 10. All the way down to the 7-yard line.
That ball had a lot of spin to it. It turned over at the top. Greg Reed thought about catching it and then said, no, not this far back. We'll let it bounce. Let the offense, who has controlled the line of scrimmage so far, it hadn't mattered where we started yet, Wes.
And we'll take over on our 7-yard line. Bill, real quickly, you know I like to hang out with Gene Turner and the Gene Turner Band up at the VFW on December 14th. They're playing up there. And it's a Toys for Tots. All the proceeds that night goes to the Toys for Tots. All the money received, you can go up and have a good time. And if you like old country music and a little bit of classic rock, listen to some of the best musicians around.
Again, Gerald Dent's in it at wingback. I see Darius still on the sidelines.
We send a receiver far side. This is the deepest we've started all night. Franklin goes under center. We got a man in motion. We give it to the fullback. He tries to go off the left side, and he'll get hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage and get up to about the 9, pick up maybe 2 yards, and we'll be 2nd and 8 from there.
Well, you can't expect that fullback trap to work every time. But again, picks up good 2 yards.
C.J. Moore checks in. 7:44 to go.
Ethan Barr now up over the ball on center.
C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Tied in Jordan Black to the near side. Well, that straight wing tee. Now we got a man in motion, and we give it to Corey. No, Corey Franklin keeps it, and he cuts across the 15. And he'll get tackled as he crosses the 15 up to about the 16-yard line.
He got me tonight. I thought that he just left it in the fullback's belly, but he pulled it out, came around the left side. Now a third down in a really manageable situation.
Third and about 2, just across the 15-yard line. Darius Howell checks in, and now it's time for that Mayflower Moving Company to buckle down, strap them on.
Ethan Barwick, Brady Brantley, along with Lane Grant, Levi Vitas, and Ed Christian.
Time to move a few, fellas, and a four-man front for the Hornets. Take the snap, and we give it to Greg Reed. He gets to back to the 15 and gets slung backwards and will have to punt.
Yeah, somebody grabbed him right at the back of the jersey as he started to make his cut.
Great defensive stand by the Roswell Hornets. First time they've stopped our offense tonight.
And again, though, really a good situation, third and a manageable 2. Had the hole there, just their defensive line on the front able to get through and get a hand on Greg's back of his jersey.
Lavelle Larry, a senior punt returner, standing back about our 47-yard line. Hayden Martin to punt. Nice high punt. Drives it back to about the 49. It's worth taking a hit. And that was number 29 that actually made the catch back there, Keegan Hughes. And he'll get back to the 45-yard line. That's what he'll take over.
Sorry, about a four-yard return. Pretty well a line drive, but Hayden did a great job to get it out and get it out hot. And we were downfield in time to tackle him just after a short four-yard game.
5:58 to go first half. Vikings lead it 21-7. And here come the Hornets. Tolliver splits his receivers, puts Garrett in the slot on the far side. We're in a five-man front. They're in the I formation. Takes a snap, gives it to Daniels right up the middle. He's hit, stood up by Blake Summers, but not before he picks up about 3 yards, giving four. It'll be second and six at our 41-and-a-half-yard line.
Again, hits that hole so quickly, he's on the linebackers really before they can turn around. Blake Summers having to make the tackle. Their offensive line, while they may not be controlling the line of scrimmage, they're tying up our defensive front, not allowing them to really get in and make the tackles, and the linebackers and safeties are having to step up.
Tolliver goes under center. Now he's got the fullback offset to his left. Takes a snap, drops back, throws out in the flats. Catch made by number 25, spins away from one man. Still on his feet, will we pull him out of bounds, but not before he gets down to the 22-yard line.
Now, Wes, the reason that happens that way is we do play off of the receiver. One of the things that Coach McPherson preaches is keep the ball in front of you. I can control that if it's front. If it gets behind me, that's six. So you're going to give up sometimes that 5, 6, 7 yard quick pass.
22-yard pass play, a 20-yard pass play from Tolliver to number 25, Donovan Bennett. Now he sends two receivers far side. That's Bennett and Hughes. And he brings Garrett Embry to the near side. Tolliver goes under center, drops back, looks, goes out in the flats. High catch made inside one of our receivers, still on his feet, down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Hornets down at the 8-yard line.
That was that little comeback pass. Marcus Solomon saw it coming at him, and instead of staying on the receiver, jumped up to try and make the interception. And when he did, he lost containment. Fortunately, he had safety help behind him. So first and goal for the Roswell Hornets.
Inside 5 minutes to go here in the first half.
Vikings lead 21-7.
Tight end for the Hornets now to our side. Tolliver gives the ball to Daniels right up the middle, and he turns and he'll get to the 5-yard line, and then he gets thrown back. But they'll mark him to the five, and that'll be a 3-yard gain.
I really didn't think he quite got that far, but again, a situation where he just hits the hole with such authority, he gets at least that 3 yards. So second and goal now from the 5-yard line. Roswell on scrimmage.
The ball on the far hash mark. Getting a tight end on our side. Tolliver drops back, looking to throw, trying to run. Being chased. Gets away from one man, two. That throws the ball in the back of the end zone and overthrows Garrett Embry in the corner. But getting a lot of pressure back there from T.J. Manning. And
just did a great job confusing the quarterback in that particular situation. I thought that Garrett Embry opened up really quickly right there on the right side, but it shut down as fast as it opened. So 4:01 left in the half. Vikings lead 21-7. It's third and goal for the Roswell Hornets from the 5-yard line.
He splits his receivers. Now he puts Garrett Embry in the slot. Tolliver, one man in the backfield, drops back, gives it to Daniels right up the middle on the draw play. Touchdown, Hornets.
Very well-designed play, Wes. Everybody thought the pass was coming. Spread everybody out. The quarterback tucked back and running back Alex Daniel back there with him, and just a late handoff, and Alex had nothing but green grass in front of him. So in for the extra point now.
Here's Broadway. There's the kick. It's up, and it's good. And with 3:57 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 21, and it is the Hornets 14. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Time Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Have you ever asked yourself, God, I wish it could be easier and less painful to buy a vehicle? Well, if you haven't, obviously you're not from around here or you've been extremely lucky. And I know I'm not the only one because Dodge of Valdosta has as well. That's why they've created the all-new DodgeofValdosta.com. DodgeofValdosta.com is a great website. It's user-friendly, it looks good, and the best part about it, it's painless. It's a no-pressure, customer-friendly environment that you can research, find, or service your vehicle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive away, drive to
The Vikings play here.
News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, Broadway set to kick off, and Darius Perry back in the ball game for our Vikings.
Back deep to receive along with Greg Reed and Corey Franklin.
3:57 to go first half. There's Broadway's kick. And that'll
short.
Be a short kick. Taken at the 20 by number 4. That's Marcus Solomon. He signals for a fair catch.
Don't want to get him in the hands of Darius and Greg Reed.
So we'll take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line.
Folks, if you just tuned in, Darius Perry took a shot maybe about two or three series ago, and we've just commented back in the game, of course. Just looked like he got his bell rung a little bit tipsy and dizzy, but back out there at the wingback position along with Greg Reed. In at fullback, Adrian Hargett. Corey Franklin now brings that line up. He's under center.
Franklin, there's a snap. They're in a five-man front. We give it to Hargett right up the middle. Oh, slips and falls. He had a hole big enough to drive a diesel truck through, and he falls down at the 24-yard line.
One of those he tripped over, somebody's feet coming through the line of scrimmage. Picks up about 3 yards, though, on the run. It'll bring up second down and 7 for the Vikings.
3:35 to go, first half. Both teams have had to punt one time. Tied into the far side, that's Jordan Black. They're in a five-man front. We give the ball to Darius Perry, jumps one man, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll actually lose. Now he gets back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be third and 4 from there.
One of the things that, I've kind of listened to some of the Roswell people that follow Roswell, and their big concern was staying on Darius Perry. One of those situations, they're going to key on him, and that's when these other guys are going to step forward and really pick up the yards like we've seen from the fullback.
There comes Ethan Barwick, Levi Vitas, and the rest of that Mayflower Moving Company. Darius Howell goes far side. Now they go back to a four-man front. They walk a corner up on the outside on the left-hand side. Counter play to Greg Reed is across the 30. Gets inside the 35. Still on his feet as across the 40. Still on his feet as he fights his way up to the 45-yard line.
I watched Greg Reed run, and sometimes I think it's just not fair. The way he has this vision of the field, he sees so much. All it takes is just a seam or a crease, and once he gets through, a regular back's going to pick up 5, 8, 10 yards.
Golly. First and 10 all the way out to our 45-yard line. And there's whistles, and what is it?
Official timeout. Looks like
maybe
an equipment.
Oh, equipment problem.
Number 21, that's Reed Sir for Roswell, has to adjust his helmet. Now we're ready.
Hal brings the play in from Coach McPherson. Now they wind the clock. We're at 2:08 to go here in the first half. Vikings have a 7-point lead. Tied into the far side. Take the snap. And right up the middle, and this time we get nowhere. We run into number
58, Curtis Hazleton.
And getting up off the bottom of that pile is number 52. And that's Brandon Knudsen. And it'll be second and 10 from there. Here comes C.J. Moore.
So no gain.
Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial, folks. We headed toward that south end zone. Franklin takes a snap. Derek Perry's in motion. He keeps the ball, cuts around the side, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and it'll be third and 10.
He was looking for the toss pitch with Garrett to his right. Just a great job to hold on to the ball. It looked like he was going to make the pitch at the last minute, and just tucked it under and went down with the tackle.
And Chris Hardiman, playing that outside linebacker position, played it perfectly.
Going to two wide receivers now.
We send C.J. Moore and Darius Howell to the far side. Tied in to the Vista side. They're still in a four-man front. Kari Franklin goes under center, and they give it to
the fullback.
That's Adrian Hargett. He'll get up to the 50, and it'll be fourth down from there. We're going to have to punt.
Roswell calls a timeout to try and preserve some time here. 37 seconds left in the half.
And we'll just keep it right here. Bill, this has been an explosive first half for both sides. Now, I know John Nelson said that Coach McFarland said that he was going to have to run the ball, but they've had their most success throwing the ball.
Well, they've got a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown, but I would venture to say probably the bulk of their yards right now is in the air. Well, the Vikings now, after the timeout, they're going to go out in a punt formation. It's fourth and about six. Hayden Martin set back to punt. Now, who's deep for Roswell, Wes?
And it's going back deep, number 32 and 29,
that is Keegan Hughes, and 35 is Duval Smith.
There's
nice punt by Hayden. Fair catch
at the 16-17 yard line, and that's where they'll take over for the Hornets to take over first and 10 with 31 seconds to go.
Good punt by Hayden Martin that time. Got plenty of air under it. The only thing Keegan Hughes could do was call for the fair catch, and it'll be first down and 10 with 31 seconds left in the half now. Vikings still lead 21-14. And it's first and 10 for the Roswell Hornets.
Hornets send two receivers far side, one man near side. They put Embry up as a tight end. Tolliver keeps one man in the backfield with him. Takes a snap, drops back, gives it to Daniels on the spin, off his feet on the draw. Across, he gets back to the 15, and he's run out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 23 seconds to go. Give you some scores real quick. Camden 13-0 over Grayson in the second. ML King 13-7 over Walton at the half. North Gwinnett and Noonan all tied up 10-10 in the second. Thomasville Central leads East Paulding 13-7 at the half.
35-7.
Ware County 21, Haverson Central nothing at the half. Thomasville 13, Lovett 7. And at the half, it is Greater Atlanta Christian
13.
Cook County 16, Greater Atlanta Christian 13, Clinch County 14, Fellowship Christian nothing at it in the first quarter. Thank
second
you,
down and 11 now for Roswell under center.
Tolliver takes a snap, again gives it to Daniels right up the middle, runs off tackle. He gets up to the 20, and I think they're just content to let this clock run out here and not do anything.
Well, they get the ball to start the second half. So.
They sure do.
Clock is running 10 seconds now.
Nine. They'll let it run out. At the end of the first half, our Vikings lead it 21-14 here at Martin Stadium in the third round of the State High School Football Playoff. We'll take a two-minute break and come back and recap the first half for you. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.